Let's go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. And this week's assistant is Jamie Meeks, the director of sports nutrition, has been the director of sports nutrition since 2015. And her expertise is a registered dietitian and a board certified specialist in sports dietetics. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So this is going to be a little detailed. We'll get broader as we go. So 17 players on the injured list today, and I realize it's a short week. And so Dennis talked about, you know, this week's really about body recovery. And so what does that mean? And I know it's probably different for every player, but what does that mean in your role this week to get their bodies ready for Thursday?
Right. And we stress recovery not only just for these short weeks, it's literally every single day. I tell them all the time, they are in recovery mode every day just because they work out and train and practice every day. So they're always in recovery mode, but we are stressing it a bit more just because of the quick turnaround. A lot of people think of recovery, you know, just hot tubs, cold tubs, massages, just physical body stuff, but it also happens from the inside as well with their diet. So really making sure they're replenishing their carbohydrates, getting good protein, definitely stressing hydration, again, just to make sure that they are ready and topped off for Thursday night.
Now, Jamie, I don't know. I have questions. When you talk about a diet and you got soft tissue injuries, or now if you got a broken bone, you got a broken bone. But is there anything you could do with the diet or the you being the nutritionist as far as when you got, like, all these hamstrings or, like, groins? Is there something, I don't know, you eat more nuts or some almonds or walnuts or blueberries or what you have to do? I mean, in the old days, we just eat Popeye's fried chicken, and I don't know if it greased the joints. But, yeah, I know. Explain that to me, is that it seems like at times we're having more soft tissue injuries. I don't know, maybe it's being reported more, but what's your take on that?
Yeah, we do see a little bump, but, you know, injuries are obviously inevitable in this sport and in many sports, but we do try to push hydration and carbohydrates key for soft tissue. Really, I mean, there's no way to 100% prevent them. You can really push, again, like I said, the nutrition part, making sure they're sleeping well, obviously stretching and their workouts and recovery. But when it comes to the nutrition side, making sure they're eating enough carbohydrates, hydration, not just on game day, literally every single day leading up, because it does take time for your body to hydrate and rehydrate after an event. And then also just their overall diet, making sure they are getting those good high antioxidant foods when it comes to, I know I sound like a mom right now, but fruits and vegetables, like those are truly, truly important for these guys' bodies and muscles and just overall health when it comes to soft tissue.
I like raw broccoli, but I like some ranch dressing on it. I definitely can eat me some raw broccoli. I don't mind eating raw broccoli. I'll do all that. And, you know, Hokey, my good buddy, would say, I don't know. I'm not a rabbit. Give me some meat. I don't want all those vegetables. Right. But, you know, the one thing, when you look at, like, actual meals, I mean, is there, should you eat three meals a day or two meals? How do you, like, as an athlete versus, like, a normal citizen? You know, we're so used to a custom culture. You know, you have breakfast, lunch, dinner, or supper, or however you describe it. Is that something you could get by with a couple of meals a day, or how do y'all structure that with the players?
Right. So for the majority of the guys, the way that I recommend and suggest that they eat, and a lot of them do this, a good full breakfast, a mid-morning snack, then a smaller pre-practice snack, since we do practice through that, like lunch, that typical lunchtime, that 12 to 2. Then they have their lunch. I'm sorry. Then they have a recovery shake. Then they have their lunch. Then they'll go into meetings. Then they'll have a dinner. And then later that night before bed, a healthy night snack, again, to help push that recovery as they sleep. So it's upwards of almost six meals a day, or if you want to say three main meals and three or four mini meals. And it's just because their calories are so high. And you don't want to backload calories at the end of the day. You want to make sure that it's spread out evenly to help with their energy levels. and really just to help with their hunger cues throughout the day.
Well, I'm doing like 7 a day, so I feel like I'm right there close. Maybe not the shakes, probably.
We can get you back on the field.
Yeah, I don't think. I think my 7 is a little different than your 6. I'm curious how you would approach Colin Saunders, 6'3", 325, and what he needs and wants. And also sitting beside him is Blake Groupe, 5'7", 156, soaking wet.
Yep. So the quality of both of their meals are going to be very similar. It's just going to be the quantity. You know, Colin being over 300, obviously to maintain that weight is going to be upwards of 4, maybe 5,000. And then we have Blake, who's going to be in the upper 2,000s, 3,000s. Even though Blake is small, these kickers and punters and our long snappers, they probably work out more than half our team. They kill it in the weight room. When they're not kicking on the field during practice, they're always doing something on the side. So they're burning a ton of calories themselves. So their calorie needs are much higher than, you know, average person as well. So the quality of their meals, you know, their high lean proteins, carbs, healthy fats, things of that nature are all going to be very similar. But again, it's just that quantity, the calorie content.
And you were an LSU graduate, and you were a big part of really what would be the first athletic dining facility at LSU. We used to call them cafeterias, not anymore.
Yes.
And I'm curious because the same thing is happening right now at Saints Camp, that the eating location is really, I would imagine, being converted into something that's a lot more than just about food and more of an athletic dining facility, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
And your role is in that is similar, right?
Right. So when it comes to athletic dining, as you said, eating for these guys, it's more of like an experience. You know, they do have a lot of stresses in their day, not only football, just normal day. So we see their meal periods, their eating opportunities as a time for them to obviously focus on their bodies and recovery and fueling themselves, but also kind of get away the stresses. So we want to have a good environment for them, good atmosphere, a way they can kind of get away from that, sit with their teammates and enjoy it. And really the atmosphere and just the aura around them really does make a difference in moods and just the way that they feel throughout the day.
Do you ever have to deal with players and that you catch them cheating on like a cheat day? Or so, like, I don't think you should have ate that. Or do you give them that opportunity? Maybe, I don't know, I feel like I want to eat some good fried fish. Fish and white beans or something. I want a speckled trout on some white beans or whatever. You understand the point I'm making? Or, you know what, I feel like eating a couple of chocolate chip cookies or some Oreos with some milk. Do you let them maybe, okay, I understand where you're coming from. Or are y'all so strict that don't you dare or what?
I would consider myself as the least strict dietitian in the world. And the reason why is because if you do, we're strict. They are going to go out and get it. They are going to go across the street to Cane's. Nothing against Cane's. I love Cane's. But they're going to go get whatever they want if you continue to restrict. So for us to offer certain things, you know, we do have cookies and brownies during the day. We have fried fish on Fridays and wings certain days. And it really is kind of like a soul-building food, like a feel-good food that they enjoy. And if I do see a guy, you know, quote unquote cheating, I never make a big deal of it because I don't want them having to like hide food from me. So I want them to feel comfortable. And, you know, they're like, oh, Jamie, I'm eating this. Hope you don't mind. And, you know, it's totally fine. And I remember I heard you earlier in the show talking about the Popeye's chicken on the plane, and that still happens. You have the rookies bringing the Popeyes on the plane, and I dare not take that away at all.
Well, I have to tell this quick story, Jamie and Mike. Lincoln Kenny. Remember big Lincoln Kenny from University of Washington? Number one draft pick with Atlanta. Then he goes with the Raiders. They couldn't understand why he was gaining weight sleeping. You know what he did in training camp in Suwanee, Georgia? He was going like to the 7-Eleven and buying all these Snickers and all these candy bars. They couldn't understand because they're watching him what he's eating at night. How can you be gaining weight sleeping? Then they looked under his bed, It was a pile of candy wrappers, and they busted him. They figured out why he was gaining weight at night, and then he went sneaking out after curfew, you know, to get his freak on, whatever. And no, he was eating all these candies, and all of a sudden gaining weight. When he go for a breakfast check, how can you gain 2 or 3 pounds of sleeping? And then we found out he was breaking the rules.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And I always say, like, you know, people always ask, hey, these guys, you know, when they're home, you know, how do you control what they're eating at home? And listen, they're grown men. I don't control what they eat at home. But try to present them with all the information on what's going to be best for their body, what's going to be best for their performance and their career later on down the road. And, you know, we expect them to take that and use it.
Well, Jamie, I know it's going to be a short week for you, but it will be very, very busy for you as well. We appreciate your time. You've seen Bobby and I, so perhaps if you could work up a little program for us on the side, it would probably be beneficial. we've heard a lot about Snickers and chicken tonight.
Well,
so.
Well, you know what, Jamie? I want you to make me a recovery shake. I kind of like that.
I got y'all. Whatever y'all need.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Best of luck. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.